This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're not entering a new Cold War, says NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, but the rise of China, he says, poses challenges to the security of NATO nations. He says NATO wants to set aside the divisions of the Trump era and focus on security. President Biden's in Brussels today for the NATO summit, and he wants to assure allies that the U.S. commitment to NATO is rock solid. Here's our Julie Walker.
Biden will use his time at the summit beginning today to underscore the U.S. commitment to a provision of the alliance charter that spells out that an attack on one member is an attack on all and is to be met with a collective response. At the close of the G7 yesterday, Biden said he views NATO as vital to maintaining American security.
President Biden will be in Geneva on Wednesday for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's the end of the Benjamin Netanyahu era in Israel. The new prime minister is Naftali Bennett. Israel's parliament narrowly approved the new coalition government. What do Israelis think? Our Charles de Ledesma is overseas with this.
On the streets of Jerusalem, there were varying reactions to the news of the new political alignment. Local resident Richard Bell thinks Israelis will know if the arrangement is working or not in little more than 3 months.
We have to give them a chance. You have to give them at least 100 days of grace to see which direction they're headed in.
Bennett and Netanyahu are slated to hold a handover meeting, but without the formal ceremony that traditionally accompanies a changing government.
A man has died from his injuries after a shooting on a downtown Austin, Texas street that left more than 12 people injured, at least one suspect under arrest. 8 people injured last night in Texas after a vehicle in a mud racing event went off the track. This is AP News. A new movie they thought was going to be a big hit ended up being somewhat of a disappointment at the box office.
It's time to make some noise.
In the Heights was poised to make more than a little noise at the box office, but it ended up being muted by a lack of interest. The movie adaptation of Lin-Manuel Miranda's Broadway musical was expected to take over the top spot, but with only $11.4 million in ticket sales, it finished the weekend in second place. It had been expected to take in between $15 and $20 million. A Quiet Place Part 2 barely reclaimed the number one spot, and the margin that it had, $0.3 million, is not a lot when it comes to box office numbers. That means the ratings could end up flipping the script on the box office race when final totals come out later today. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Louisiana will now recognize Juneteenth as a legal state holiday. It commemorates the end of slavery in the U.S. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.